Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, OMG, I'm freaking out, where we talk about spooky sounds in the night and stressful siblings. And we close with our BFBs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is episode 143. Hi Shauna.
Hi.
So we all want to know, what are you up to this week? How is that toddler of yours?
She's good. So I think she's had a bit of a language leap, which is exciting. Yeah, because you know I've been kind of concerned about her language development and her pronunciation and all of that jazz. And just all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, she's pronouncing her own name a lot better and her sister's name a lot better than she was before. Each of them have a three-syllable name. Mm-hmm. So they're tricky anyway.
Yeah, you gave them kind of tongue twisters a little bit.
Yes, especially for a two-year-old to try to say the names is not easy. So she's getting better at that, saying longer sentences, and her counting is getting better. It's still really cute, though. It's like 1, 2, 3, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm like, you've got the teens down, but you miss like 4 through 7. It's funny. It's
so boring, Mom.
Yeah. Skip that boring part. And as far as the longer sentences go, I was noticing when she has time to articulate her desires, it takes her a while to say what she wants. Like the other day, she was fussing and Steve was trying to figure out what exactly she wanted. And she just stopped and she goes, I want cake cereal. Because we have a cereal. It's like an Annie's natural cereal, but it's like birthday cake flavored.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've never heard of such a thing.
Me neither. I found it at Whole Foods and it's very exciting. The kids love it. And she was so insistent. Like, that's what she wanted. And I could see, like, she was working so hard to say this sentence, right? So we would know what she wanted. And it just got me thinking, like, she's processing so much, like the thought and then forming the words and getting it out. And we're such a fast-paced household, right? She's got an older sister that talks all the time and we've got three adults here and crazy dogs. Like, she must be getting interrupted so much. And that might be part of why she's taking a little bit longer to form sentences and full thoughts and with her language and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could totally see that. She's just like, hey, guys, can I get a word in edgewise or what?
Exactly. So I'm trying to give her some more time to enunciate what she needs and wants. So that's going well. And another thing I've noticed is that she's really getting into playing pretend more, like assigning roles to herself and other people. The big one this week is Paw Patrol, right? She likes Paw Patrol. And she has decided that she is Rubble. Rubble is one of the characters in Paw Patrol. Mm-hmm. He's like the construction worker bulldog character. She just really likes Rubble. So she's always like, I'm Rubble, Rubble. And she's decided that I'm Ryder. And if you're not familiar with the show, Ryder is like the human child that wrangles the super team of pups that save the day.
Okay.
So I'm Ryder. And she will like assign these roles and we will play pretend. And to the point where the other day she woke up from her nap and instead of being like, Mama, Mama, where are you? She's like, Ryder, Ryder, where are you? Just like, I'm here, Rubble. And I go along with it. You know, I've learned through the years that these like pretend phases really are phases. Like Elle goes through these things where for a while she just like is convinced she's a cat or whatever. She's always acting like a cat or acting like some character, blah, blah. And so I'm like, right now, Cece's in a Rubble phase. She thinks she's a bulldog named Rubble and I'm Ryder. And that's just what it is.
That's your life now.
It is my life now.
Become Paw Patrol.
Yep. Paw Patrol. And the thing is that sometimes it makes things easier. Like, you know, it's not always easy to convince her to lay down to take a nap or change her diaper or something. But if suddenly I'm like, do you want Ryder to help you? Hey, Rubble, come here. You want to change that pull-up? She'll be like, oh, yeah, and get all excited about it and stuff and make my life easier.
That's a great tip. I feel like that's straight out of How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen, right?
True.
Like making it fun.
Yes, making it a game, making it fun. So that's what we're doing there.
That's so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think the pretend play is very cute / very exhausting. Like,
I think it's absolutely adorable. And my guy is just like so into, I mean, it's all trucks around here. So he's like flying his trucks around and like he's moving his little truck guys. And he's like, he's a worker. Like stuff. Mm-hmm. But then when I have to play with him, it's fun for like a couple minutes for me. And then I'm like, oh, you really want me to do this again? Like I really have to, I really have to pretend to be a skid steer loader again.
I know, it's so taxing. Just wait till they get a little bit older and want you to come up with stories. Mm-hmm. Like Elle would do this too. She also enjoyed Paw Patrol, went through a Paw Patrol phase where I had to be writer, and she would make me come up with like storylines. It's like, no, you're getting a call on your pup pad. So I'd have to make up some things that the dogs needed to come and save the day, and then I would have to play the bad guy and like this whole thing. It's like, I like acting, but this is just a little bit too much for me.
I think it's really funny that like we, you know, wrote scripts and you studied acting and were, you know, auditioning and stuff. And now it's like, oh, no, you get to do those with your kids, but you don't want to.
I know. I feel so bad. But I think you hit the nail on the head with the repetitive thing. It is repetitive. It's mm-hmm. not like they just want this one off. Like the first time I did it, it was super fun. It's like, oh, I'm the cool mom that can make voices and embody any Paw Patrol character, you know. And after the 10th time, it's like, okay, here we go again. Mm-hmm. It gets old. Mm-hmm. And then the last little thing I was going to talk about this week is we have been making up songs for Cece. I mean, for the kids ever since they were born, really. We make up little, you know, lullabies or whatever. And so one recently I've been singing to Cece is the daddy song, because when I'm putting her to bed, sometimes she'll be like, I want daddy, daddy. And I'll be like, oh, should we sing the daddy song? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I guess I better make up a daddy song.
And you can't just ask Alexa to play the daddy song.
You don't know what you're going to get when you ask that. Exactly. So I'm like, daddy, daddy, I love you. Right? It's like super simple. Mm-hmm. And this caught on with her. And so she was singing it. And she just started singing, daddy, daddy, I love you. And then she started singing it about mama. And I was so excited. Like she just took it on her own, right? And started singing about me. I was so excited. She's like, mama, mama, I love daddy.
Oh, no. I mean, good. Yes, good. She loves daddy. Great.
Yeah.
It's like, what about you? Kid.
Yeah, exactly. What about me? I taught you the song anyway. So, you know, just getting punked by a 2-year-old. That's my life over here.
I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, that's my life. How are things over there? What are you guys up to?
Yeah, so we're good. I have a 3-week-old baby and my toddler is now 2 years and a month still. So I have an announcement to make actually in this episode.
Ooh, what's that?
It's been a long time coming, Shauna, but I think I finally figured out what I'm going to call the kids on the show.
Oh, okay.
Because as you know, listeners know, we don't use their names. We don't use the kids' real names. And up to this point, I've just called my toddler my guy. My guy this, my guy that. And it would have been really convenient if my second baby was a girl so I could just continue that.
Yeah, true.
But nope, he had to come out as a boy. Which is fine. He's wonderful. But I now have to come up with names for them. So I agonized over this. It was almost like trying to come up with another name for them. Like, I mean, it is coming up. You know what I mean? Like, it's trying to name them again. Like, it was that hard for me. Because I know it's a commitment and I want to be consistent with it. And nothing felt right. And then I finally realized I didn't have to come up with another name for them because I already had backup names for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So officially now, my toddler, my firstborn, is going to be known on this podcast as August.
August. Aww.
Which listeners know is the name that we almost picked for him and my mother hates with a fiery passion.
That's great.
So I'll probably call him August or Augie, depending on how it rolls off my tongue. So that's the older one. And then my 3-week-old, his backup name that we like almost named him was Sebastian.
Right.
So I'm going to call him Sebastian because I still really love that name. And it's almost like I get to have 2 names for my kids now. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to settle on just one. So
yeah, there you go.
Might call him Sebastian or Bashti or something like that. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. So there are my children.
Okay, now I've got to memorize this and remember which child is being referred to.
I know.
But I'll get the hang of it.
Well, I think the August thing, because it's been such a running joke, it might be make it easier. That was the other thing I was thinking. So, enough about them, because I'm going to talk about myself first.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm almost a full month postpartum now, like just a day shy of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to just really feel normal again, which is kind of awesome. Like, my stomach is kind of almost back down to like normal. And I don't mean like it doesn't have a lot of extra loose skin and extra fat on it and all that stuff, but like I can tell my uterus is back down to size more or less. So that's kind of exciting because it means I can start wearing pants again, like without a very elastic waistband. So that's a plus. And I've just got more energy to do stuff, you know, like I have the sleep deprivation that you get with a newborn, but it's really not that bad because my newborn is a chill guy, as I've described. Sebastian, he's a cool guy. I got to start using the names. And the thing that I've realized this week is that I'm having like this extremely strong nesting urge, like really similar to what I had in the third trimester of pregnancy. Like all of a sudden, all I want to do is clean the goddamn house. It's so interesting to me because it's a compulsion. Like, it's not something I really feel like I have much control over. And in response to this, I've started following all these like cleaning accounts on Instagram and TikTok. Like, I've gotten really into cleaning TikTok. So I don't think you use TikTok, right?
No.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm new to the TikTok world, but I'm only looking at it when I'm like in the middle of the night nursing sessions because it helps keep me awake. And the thing about TikTok is they call it like all these different TikToks. They're like, you're on like parent TikTok or artist TikTok or whatever, right? Dancing TikTok. And I've now like found myself on cleaning TikTok. And and I'm like finding all these like new and interesting ways to clean things around the house. And I've started ordering all these different like cleansers online. So someone might need to stop me.
Wow. Well, are you using them? Have you started actually cleaning?
I'm waiting on my barkeeper's friend. You know what that is? I'm waiting on that to come in from Amazon. I'm very excited about it. But part of the problem is that I have all these like fantasies of cleaning, but no actual time to do it. So my mom, when she comes over and like if Corey's out with August, the toddler, I'm just reminding myself and everyone else that if Corey's out with August, the toddler, then, you know, and the baby is sleeping or something, because he sleeps a lot during the day, then my mom and I will like frantically attack the cabinets or something. We're trying to organize. She can't handle what a mess our house has become. And she's she's not a clean freak at all. But, you know, for instance, our pantry is it's just full of stuff. We throw things in the back. I bought a bunch of stuff at the beginning of quarantine that we didn't use. And who knows what's back there. So one day she just pulled everything out and she was like, keep or toss, keep or toss. And I just was making executive decisions. And so I think once we get done with organizing, maybe then we can start cleaning properly. Because like we can't even really get to a lot of the floor space in our house right now.
Oh my gosh. So what's one of the cool cleaning tricks you've learned? You need to teach me everything you know.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to. I mean, I don't know what I know yet. I'm working on it. I did find these really fun ways to like fold towels that I'm now compulsively folding all my burp cloths in that way. You make like a little, you fold under a little flap and then you put it in thirds and then you roll it up. And then once it's all rolled up, you flip that little flap you created around. So it creates a little bundle. So now I have all these bundles of burp cloths. My mom thought that was a bridge too far. She was like, what? Why are you doing that? You're just going to grab it and then he's going to spit up on it. I'm like, it's making me feel more human. Leave me alone.
Well, like you always say, outer chaos, inner chaos. I don't know. That old saying.
That old saying. Yes, yes. But anyway, I actually am going to talk a little more about this during our BFPs and BFNs. But I'm going to move on since I have two more children to talk about. So with the baby, with Sebastian, there's not much to report other than he's still sleepy. He's still very chill. Mm-hmm. He had his first blowout, which was exciting for me.
Yay. Good job, buddy.
It's a milestone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it means we need to move from the newborn diapers to the size one diapers.
Yeah.
Corey got the honors of the first blowout. Rightfully so, I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like now that I've had that bee back, I can be like, I squeezed this baby out of my vagina. You changed the blowout.
Oh, yes. I get you a lot of cred.
But it works with C-sections, too. It's like, I got this baby cut out of my abdomen. You you changed the blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, once you've dealt with toddler poop, like newborn blowout, no one cares. It's very adorable and not that gross.
Yeah. It's like a teaspoon worth of poop compared to toddlers.
Yes. And then the other thing is that my mom is convinced that my three-week-old is social smiling at her. And
oh, that's a little early.
It's a lot early. Like 6 weeks is pretty typical.
Mm-hmm.
There's no proof. Like I haven't. It's always like, oh, he was just doing it and now he stopped. And like,
so you haven't seen this happen?
No, I've seen him smile in his sleep or smile when he's like having gas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not seen the social smile. But there's nothing you can say to convince her otherwise. She's like, he is social smiling. So I just think it's cute. It's like very optimistic grandma stuff.
Yeah, we'll let her have this one.
But she's gonna like take it to her grave. She's gonna, you know, my kid's gonna be old, and he's gonna be like, you were social smiling at 3 weeks. I'm like, no, not really, but whatever.
Except she's gonna rewrite that history too and be like, you were smiling at me when you were 2 days old.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, in baby land, it's pretty smooth sailing. I'm still convinced newborns are so easy once you've had a toddler.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when they're just easy newborns, I mean, I 100% felt that way when Elle was a newborn. I was just like, the newborn phase is easy. And Steve would be like, I don't want to have another kid because I don't want to go through newborn phase again. I was like, are you kidding me? That was the greatest. All they do is sleep and cuddle. It's like easy peasy.
That's true. It wasn't so easy last time. So maybe it's just Sebastian's cute little personality. But anyway, so on to August, my toddler. So he's having a bit of a hard time. I think it's interesting to me. He's not like outwardly showing that he's having a hard time with this new transition in his life. Mm-hmm. He's like super interested in the little baby. He always wants to see baby brother. First thing in the morning, I'll still be, you know, half asleep or getting ready to feed Sebastian. And Corey will come in with August and he's be like, hi, mama. See baby brother. Like the first thing he wants to do is see baby brother.
Aww.
But he is showing some signs of distress in that he's suddenly having a ton of pee accidents. Like, he's just like peeing without even trying to go to the potty. He's not prompting anymore. Mm-hmm. And especially when I'm not around, like he's not doing it as much when I'm with him. But when it's Corey or my mom, he just will like look at them and just pee his pants.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's getting frustrating, but I don't think we're going to do anything except for just like continue to be consistent and just take him to the potty. And but it's just part of getting a new sibling, as far as I've heard. So just trying to be consistent with it and not react too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a good way of handling it.
Yeah. I mean, Corey suggested maybe we should put him back in pull-ups just to make our lives easier. But yeah, you know, I talked about it on the last episode, too, and it just is continuing. But I still think the plan is just to keep on trucking and not put him back in pull-ups for now. So we're going to try that. The thing that's starting to stress me out is that he's starting to reject his naps, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to like really cry during the naps and be really upset. And Corey and I are kind of at our wit's end about it because we don't know what to do. And he does all these delays, like we'll put him down. Now he wants us to sing Twinkle Twinkle and Baa Baa Black Sheep while holding him and then also in the crib. And then he ends up wanting to try use the potty, and then he wants water. And then he wants more water. And then we give him a hug and then we leave and he goes, mama wants a hug, which means give me a hug, mama, right? He just sort of, he doesn't get his pronouns. So he goes, mama wants a hug. So I'll go give him a hug. And then daddy wants a hug. And then I'll start leaving. He'll go, mama wants a hug. Oh. And so I would go give him a hug. I wasn't being consistent because I felt bad for him, you know, trying to just give him extra love. And then he would still scream when we leave the room.
Oh, well, that sounds stressful. What's your plan with this? What are you guys going to do?
So it's like really stressful. I Googled it, of course, but trying to figure out if this is a 2-year regression or if it's related to the baby brother. I think it's baby brother related. And the advice I could find was all stuff we already do, like have a nap time routine, keep it really dark in the room, use white noise, all that stuff that we already do. But one thing that popped out at me was limiting screen time. Okay. And screen time has exploded in our house in the last 3 weeks because my grandmom is here and there's a new baby and it's just happened. We've watched a lot of Mary Poppins. That's his new favorite, which is very fun because I like watching Mary Poppins too. But I've decided that that's the only thing that we really have changed. And the new tactic is no more screen time until we get the naps under control.
Okay.
Because as Augie has proven in the past, like, he can't handle screen time very well, right? And this might just be a new manifestation of that. So my mom was really upset. She's like, but he really likes Mary Poppins. I was like, it's our job to keep him safe and let do. You know, we are the parents. I know he likes Mary Poppins, but we're just not doing screen time for now. So that's the new plan. So we'll see how that goes next week.
Well, I hope that works for you.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So anyway, that is me. Should we move on to our special segment?
Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We are back, and this week's special segment is OMG, I'm freaking out. You know, as parents, we freak out about a lot of things, and we take this time to talk about it. So, Laura, you are up first. What are you freaking out about?
Okay, so I am totally freaking out about how the hell am I going to take care of two kids?
All right, so you didn't think about this one ahead of time before you had two? Just kidding, kidding. Okay, what are you going
to
do?
Well, okay, so my plan was to have my toddler, Augie, in daycare before the other kid came. I didn't anticipate the pandemic lasting this long. I thought it might last this long, but I thought it might be better. And I think we've talked about this. I've like gone back and forth about daycare and about a nanny. Like, is it safe to bring someone in? And the fact is that I haven't settled on anything or hired anyone. Mm-hmm. And my mom is leaving in like 3.5 weeks. So it's becoming increasingly obvious to me that I might just have to take care of two kids by myself for a while. And
well, so what's Corey's schedule like and stuff nowadays?
Well, that's the thing. He is ramping up some projects. So for the last year, he's been working on just various shorter projects, and then he's been developing new shows, right? Mm-hmm. And not to get too much into it, but things are looking good on a couple of them. So he's going to have to start working more and more. And if the shows get picked up, then he's going to be really busy, like crazy busy. And yeah, right now he's in the office in the back, so I can always call him if there's some kind of emergency, but he needs time to work. It's not that he doesn't want to be an involved dad, but you know, he just has to work. Everyone has to work. So I think there's just going to be a lot of times where it's just going to be me. And I know that people do this all the time. And I guess logistically, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, for instance, if I'm putting Augie down for his nap and Sebastian needs me, like, do I bring the baby into the toddler's room? Do I put a monitor on the baby while I get the toddler right? You know what I mean? It's like, logistically, I don't really understand how it works. I guess I'm going to figure it out as I go. How did you do it?
Yeah, I think you will. Those options are both totally legitimate and things that I would do. TV and screens honestly help a ton. I know you're trying to get rid of those things, but they help the older one have some quiet time while you do what you need to do with the baby. And to be honest with you, for a very long time, I was terrified to be left alone with the two of those children. I did not want that to happen. And same with Steve. Like, we would do whatever we could to like all be together, you know?
Yeah.
But now that they're older, it's a lot better and a lot easier.
That's good to hear. Well, yeah, I feel like I can kind of imagine how I'd manage it when we're home, because we have a yes space, essentially. I've left Augie in the living room, for example, which is childproofed when I need to like run to the bathroom or whatever. So I can see if I need to do something with the baby, I can leave him in what I know is a safe space. But one thing that really freaks me out is like going to the park because, you know, Augie is just not old enough to really listen all the time about like running away and no, don't go on that. Don't go on that ladder that's built for 5-year-olds and try and kill yourself. Mm-hmm. So, and if the baby's in the stroller, you can't exactly run away from the stroller and leave the stroller completely unattended. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think I'm going to have to work up to that.
Yeah. And there's always carriers. You can put the baby in a carrier and that helps.
Yeah. Baby wearing is definitely an option. I've already employed that quite a bit. I love my little Moby wrap.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm freaking out about.
I don't blame you. That's a lot. And especially to think of it as day in and day out. Like I would tackle the two of them together. Like we would all go to the library and Menchie's and get frozen yogurt. You know, the three of us, me and the girls. And I would be like, I got this, right? I would jump into Shauna mode. Like I can do this and like everything. I would get all the pieces moving and it would be perfect. And I'd be like, sweet, we did it. But that was a one-off. If I had to do that all day, every day, I would definitely be afraid and exhausted. But like you said, people do it. People do it all the time.
And you didn't really have to do it, right? Because Elle was in preschool when you had Cece.
Yes, she went back to preschool the day after we brought Cece home from the hospital. So
Yeah,
we just kept up her routine at school and she was gone, you know, 5 days a week at school.
That sounds lovely.
It was helpful.
So it sounds like this is turning into an It Takes a Village segment because I just need to know from other people, like, how do you do it? Tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there are people out there that have a lot of really good tips they could share with you.
Please, please do. Let us know. Okay. Yeah. So that was my freak out. Shauna, what are you freaking out about?
Okay, let me tell you. The other night, dead middle of the night, I'm sleeping and I'm suddenly woken up by this piano riff in the living room.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I relax to go back asleep. Doo 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 doo.
What the hell?
Like, what in the hell is making that? Like, is it my mother-in-law's phone? Is it Steve's phone? Is it some kind of alarm? But you know, when you get woken up in the middle of the night, the last thing you want to do is get out of bed and like go investigate in the dark, like what is going on and making a weird sound in the other room. So I relax back down, try to start falling asleep, and I hear, "It's great to see you. I want to see you too. Why don't you come and play? I'll be there soon." Doot, 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 doot. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Do you don't recognize it? It's not like one of their toys or something?
At that moment, I didn't. I sat up straight and then I was like, oh my God, I think it's their play table, like their music table. And I'm still just like, why the fuck is this going off in the dead middle of the night? Right. So it just played that little tune and stopped. Completely quiet. And then like 5 minutes later, "It's great to see." And I mean, it is loud as shit. Like I can hear it clear as day in the bedroom. I sleep with earplugs, by the way. And this woke me up.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Is like, obviously I'm like, there's a ghost, right? There's gotta be.
Definitely. Yeah.
A ghost playing this toy.
The most logical conclusion. Yeah.
Right. So that's freaking me out. But then also something that's freaking me out is the idea that Elle has gotten up in the middle of the night and decided to just go and sit by this toy and just like push a button and wait 5 minutes and then push it again. Like just so creepy, right? I'm like, what is going on? But I'm too afraid to get up and go check it out. So it just keeps making these noises. I'm like, why isn't it stopping? And I look at my clock. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, I really don't want to get up. Here it goes. Doodle, 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 doo. And then I hear Cece cry. I'm like, God damn it. This table woke her up too. And she wouldn't go back to sleep. So I had to go get her up. And we started our day at 4:30 in the morning.
Too early.
I go out and step out in the living room and it just starts up again. "It's great to see you." And I'm like, oh my God, I go over and like I turn it off right away and just like, what is going on with this thing? But
it's possessed.
it's totally possessed. And this is almost turning into a gripe water because I have an issue with these kids' toys that make noise on their own. Like every kid's toy we've had that makes singing and stuff like that will just inexplicably go off just at any weird amount of time, you know? And I have no idea why. And I always think it's a ghost and it always freaks me out.
See, I think it's designed that way to get the kids' attention, like to get them to come back to the toy.
That is definitely true because they'll stop playing with the toy and then like a few seconds later it will sing again. And I think that is meant to draw them back to the toy.
Yeah.
And that I kind of get. It's still annoying, but I get it. But it's when it goes off like at the most bananas times, like in the middle of the night. Like, what is that about? Is that the toy being like, come play with me. It's yeah, 3 in the morning.
Yeah. You know, I had a learning table that did the exact same thing. It would just.
Really?
But the creepy thing that ours would do is it has a little door on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the door makes like the creaking door sound, like a door's opening. So, yeah, we would. But Corey and I would just be sitting on the couch watching TV and then it would go creak. Like, hello. And we're like, oh, my God.
Oh,
I think it's a common problem with these tables. I think my logical conclusion is that, you know, there's a button stuck or there's like spilled some water on one of the connectors and so it gets triggered occasionally or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had a walker, like one of those little, it was like a Fisher Price, looked like a lion face and had a lot of buttons and stuff. It was a little walker for like 1-year-olds. That one I discovered would go off if I walked somewhat near it and like caused some movement, you know, like on the floors or something.
You jostled it.
Yeah. So that one used to always freak me out. But then I was like, oh, if I jostle it, it kind of goes off on its own.
So are you gonna like burn some sage around your learning table?
Yes, I definitely need to. You know what other toy I need to burn sage around? I think the worst one is we have these walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Walkie-talkies. They're these Paw Patrol walkie-talkies. And if you don't turn it off, like all of a sudden, like in the middle of the night, it will just be like, come in. And it's just like some voice coming in because it's picking up some frequency of someone else using a walkie-talkie somewhere.
Oh, no.
That's awful. Terrifying. Yeah. Yes. I have to really make sure to turn those off in the middle of the night. God.
All right. Well, so I'm sorry your house is possessed.
Oh, thank you. Yes. That's what I'm taking from this, that my house is haunted. So should we move on to our BFPs and BFNs? Hopefully have a little more fun stuff to talk about.
Yes. Ooh, I can't wait to tell you about mine.
Okay, good. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With Lola V, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter Lola V's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
Lola V's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at lolav.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, we are back and we close every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
BFP. Whoop, whoop. I'm so excited. Laura, I read a book.
What?
I finished a book.
That's amazing. What book? Tell me about it.
I know. We did our year-end wrap-up and I was so embarrassed to admit that I hadn't read a single book in 2020. Ugh. I read a novel called Where Do You Go, Bernadette? And I loved it. It was so good. It's like hard for me to get going in a book because I get distracted constantly. And, you know, mm-hmm. in the beginning is when you really need to have some time to get into the story. So it took me mm-hmm. a while to really keep going with it. But once I was into it, I just didn't want to stop reading it. I was reading it every day. And I'm like, I do have time to read. I do if I just make the time and I'm excited about it.
That's great. I've heard great things about that book.
Yes, it's really, really good.
Who wrote it?
The author is Maria Semple, and it's a lighthearted book. It's kind of funny, but it's also got some drama. It's about this woman who used to be an architect, a famous architect, and now she's living in Seattle in this big house, and she's got a teenage daughter, and her husband works at Microsoft. And she's kind of reckoning with her past as an architect, and suddenly she mysteriously disappears, and the husband and the teenage daughter are left to figure out where she went and why. So it's a fun mystery, and I don't know, I just really loved it. I was so proud of myself. I read a book.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for making time for yourself. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. I know you are capable of reading a book. You've actually reminded me that I've read a book of hers, of this author's. I read Today Will Be Different.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really, you know, it was a page turner. It was really interesting. I don't remember that much about it. Mm-hmm. It was a couple years ago, but I remember enjoying it.
Oh, cool.
It was also set in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the author lives in Seattle.
Yeah, I should read Where'd You Go, Bernadette, and then I should add it to my queue.
Yeah, I recommend it for sure.
Awesome.
You know, the funny thing is Elle saw me reading this book. It's actually a book. It wasn't a digital book.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was it Kindle? Was it audiobook? What was it?
Yeah, an actual book. My mom had gotten it for me for my birthday like a year or two ago. And she saw me reading it and she was like, what is that? What are you doing? And I'm like, it's a book. It's a book for adults, right? Adults like to read too. And yeah. I like to read. And she's like, oh, is it How to Talk So Kids Will Listen? Like, that's the only book she's ever seen me read.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, it's not. It's a novel. Oh, and you know what else is funny? You've talked before about like the Kindle Paperwhite. Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, it's so good and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I need to get one. That sounds so great. Well, I was looking through my drawer the other day, Laura, and I have one. I have had one in my drawer for like 2 years.
Oh, my God.
That I completely forgot about. So now I'm reading another book, but it's on my Kindle Paperwhite.
That's so awesome. I love my Kindle. I'm trying to read with it more like when I'm nursing and stuff. So I'm not just scrolling on my phone.
Yeah, it's a good, I love it. It was a great discovery, so I'm very happy I found that.
Sweet.
Yay. All right, what do you have for us this week?
I have a BFP as well.
Woohoo!
And if you remember all the way back to the beginning of my check-in, I talked about how I was getting obsessed with random cleaning things and hacks for cleaning the house. So yes. My BFP this week is a set that I purchased off Amazon, of course, where else? It is a set of drill attachments. So it attaches to your electric drill and they are all scrubbing brushes.
Oh my God. I've heard of these. Do you love it?
I love it. Uh-huh. It's amazing. I feel like just like a master of cleaning. Mm-hmm. I got my drill and I've got like my brush attachment to it and I can just like attract the grout in the shower.
It's awesome.
So the one I got is called the Holikme, H-O-L-I-K-M-E. I don't know. It's just, it's some random brand. There's probably like a million knockoffs. It's the same thing. It was $24 on Amazon. It's a 25-piece drill brush attachment set.
Whoa.
So you get like scrub pads and sponge, a power scrubber brush with an extended long attachment. Mm-hmm. And then you get like these, you get brushes and you get sponges and it's pretty great. You get little ones that can get in the corner.
What else do you use it on?
So far, I've only really used it on the grout in the shower and the bathroom, like there the and the toilet. Like you can get up underneath sort of the rim of the toilet. You don't have to get your hands up in there, which is also nice. Yeah, just scrub, scrub, scrub.
Oh, that's very satisfying. It reminds me of having a pressure washer, which I don't have, but it's one of those things that I feel like is so satisfying. Like you just clean something so hard and it looks great and it's so satisfying.
I'm sure I'll find out from listeners or something that you're not supposed to use these because it's like too abrasive, but you know, don't rain on my parade. I'm enjoying it right now. It's my little sliver of joy.
That's fun. Maybe I could get Steve to clean if the drill is involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's super macho, dude. Mm-hmm. Not that Steve cares about being super macho. He's a cool guy. But yeah, I can see how you could be like, hey, honey, you know, I would love to do this, but it requires the drill. So maybe you could do it.
Yeah. You clean the grout, please, with your drill. Brilliant.
Yeah. So that's my super exciting BFP today.
Fun. I'm getting that right away. I can't wait.
I think you would enjoy it. Immensely.
Yes, totally.
All right. But I think that's our show for the week.
All right. Listeners, if you have any BFPs to share with us or any OMGs I'm freaking out, we want to hear from you. Laura, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And if you want to send us an email, you can always include a voice memo in that email to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. Finally, join our Facebook community group. We're a private group, so just search Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, and please answer the two membership questions so we can send you right through to the awesome conversations we're having in there.
If you love our show, please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts and spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.